is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Just a quickie.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Give it to me.
The movie Bridesmaids tops the list of the top 10 movies to watch on a flight. Who's doing this list here? The Hangover is second, followed by Meet the Parents. Mario Lopez says the worst part of almost getting into a fight at the gym was when the other guy smashed his phone. Quote, I would rather have been personally assaulted than my phone. It wouldn't have been as inconvenient. A source told People that Kevin Hart's pregnant wife is standing by him and there's no talk of divorce. And also, by the way, his ex-wife, who he has publicly talked about cheating on before, she just did an interview last night on Inside Edition. On TV tonight, we have Will and Grace Paley Center special on NBC. We have American Horror Story Cult on FX. And we have the Jerry Seinfeld stand-up special, Jerry Before Seinfeld, on Netflix. That's the latest dirt. You can find more on our website, mytalk1071.com.
That is what is important right now.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk, everything entertainment.
Can I steal it from you to memorize the way you shock me? The way you move it here. Just want to feel it from you.
Something just popped on the old internet. I think you're going to like it. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything run on with Oprah. I'm Jace with Lex and Jedi Master. And boy, oh boy, can she wield a lightsaber. Dawn McClain, everybody. Dawn, lightsaber up, please. There you go. Lex, go ahead and grab yours. We can go ahead and there we go.
Yeah.
And commence fighting. There we go. Ooh.
Whoa, you're quick today. Whoa, you've got...
No. Oh, very violent.
Whoa.
Very violent.
Turn the Matrix.
The Matrix. Wrong movie, Lex. Wrong movie. Lightsaber's down.
Boy, that last little bit of coffee you stole from the coffee pot, that really helped you.
That helped you, Lex. You're a little Lex,
jolt I needed, guys.
Lex, you're like a young Padawan. You're getting better and better as the weeks go on.
Thank you.
Yes, very, very good. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Guess what I just read? And I think you, especially folks in our generation, people maybe 35-ish and up. So It is a huge movie right now. Arguably, the biggest movie in the country.
Yes.
And it's made Stephen King properties very, very hot. The director of It, who has a huge affection for the book It, also is interested and has an even bigger affection for another Stephen King classic and is dying to remake it.
Mm.
Pet Sematary.
What?
I read this in the break and I was like, yes, queen.
I can still see this. Yes, is great.
It's time.
Yeah, his name is Andy. Let me read you what he said. He said, my affection for Pet Sematary will go on until I die. I will always dream about the possibility of making that movie. We'll see who gets to it first, but it is the first Stephen King book that we read, and it's something he and his sister, who produced the movie, It with him.
Aww.
And it's something that has been a great love because it's possibly King's most personal book. You can imagine this young family. What will you do to be able to keep your family? How far would you go?
Mm-hmm.
But if we do it, we have to do it justice like we did with It. The versions we have read in the past years, the scripts we've read, have not been, in our opinion, representative of the book. But this is what's so hot about this. He's not the only director, but itching for the chance. Mm. Guillermo del Toro. Fabulous. Fabulous filmmaker.
Yes.
He tweeted 2 years ago. He says, "Book of the day, Pet Sematary. Unrelentingly dark and emotional, compulsive reading. I would kill to make it on film."
I want to see Guillermo del Toro's version of it.
Yeah. I've always thought it was the best Stephen King adapted movie that's been done.
You also think so?
Yeah, I also like The Mist, which is a short story by Stephen King, because I like that kind of like tentacled beast, H.P. Lovecraft type of creature. You know, it's about a creature that comes through the mist. And it's, but anyway, back to Pet Sematary.
I haven't seen that one, yeah.
Back to Pet Sematary. I feel like with a lot of Stephen King books, they just don't translate well into movies. And that was one of the, I feel like, the best one that's ever been done. So he has a, I don't know, I don't want him to screw it up, but.
Maybe The Shining for me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. But personally, but let me just say this. Because Lex, even though, you know, you and I are separate, I keep forgetting, Dawn and I are the same age.
Yeah.
6-7 years. Do you have enough? I mean, did you watch it on VHS or did you? Did you read it? No. Pet Sematary. Sweetie.
Oh, Pet Sematary.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen it, though.
Yeah.
I did not read the book, though.
Okay.
No.
Now that you mentioned The Shining, I think The Shining's the best, and then second would be Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you know why, guys? The reason this excites me is Shining, I was a little young when it came out, so I missed that wave. Like, believe me, now as a lover of film, like, I love it. And it's a classic. I have an affection for the movie Pet Sematary because, Dawn, as you remember, it came out like in our teenage sweet years,
yeah,
you know, when you first
liked it so much.
Yes, it was right when we started being able to go to the movies by ourselves or with friends. Mm-hmm. And I saw this with friends, and I have such an like the director of it. I have such a nostalgic hug, a nostalgic love for Pet Sematary. That and remember Judd,
man, just
Herman Munster. What a great role he had. He played Judd, the neighbor. Remember him?
Yeah,
how creepy he was.
Oh, yeah. Man. Can you imagine the updated version? They could have a lot of fun with that.
Oh yes.
What about Carrie?
Oh, yeah.
Carrie is Stephen King.
They've remade Carrie a couple times, and it stinks. Sissy Spacek. You can't get.
Yeah.
That's a good Lex.
That's probably my favorite one.
That's a good. That's another good one, Lex.
What about Cujo?
Oh, yeah, Cujo, too.
Okay, now come on. Now we're getting silly.
The book, I think Cujo is one of the scariest books, though. Oh,
yeah, it is scary.
It's
really scary.
Fixed by you. Oh. Fixed cat don't tend to wander. There's all the time crossing back and forth on that road. His luck will run out. Fixed cat don't tend to wander. There's all the time crossing back and forth on that road. His luck will run out.
I mean, he made the movie. I just don't know who would play that part. That's the only problem I have with this.
The neighbor. And that cat. Remember the gray cat? Colin's gonna text me. What was the cat's name? I can't believe it. Carrie. It's such a signature name.
Yeah.
Dawn, do you remember?
Church. Winston Church.
Yeah. Those gray, that gray, like perfectly round little face. Oh.
And when it jumped out, there's a really, one of the best jump scares in any movie is when that cat goes, it's like right in front of your face. Do you remember that part?
Yes. And remember the sister, the sister that had scoliosis or had the, she scared the pajeebies out of me. She was locked in that room.
Yes.
Kid
Gage. Oh boy.
Zelda.
Maya.
Zelda. That's right, like Zelda. The sister.
Yeah.
My cousin named her son Gage right after that movie came out, and we were all like, well, that's a mistake.
I like that name though. That's a cute name, Gage.
At the time though, we were all horrified.
Yeah. Someone just brought up, another good book. Another, you guys are reminding us of Stephen King's Misery.
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 See, that's why it's hard to pick one.
Yeah, that's well, obviously, because I play the sound bite all the time.
No.
Yeah, obviously she said something different in the unedited version, but yeah. Yeah, that's a good one too. Still, oh. I'm sticking with Pet Sematary. It does need to be redone, you know, yeah. with because the original movie, we look back on it fondly, but it really is kind of campy and it could be a little darker and with new special effects. And I would like to see it, what another director could do with that. Guillermo del Toro. I mean,
yeah, that's.
Oh, could you imagine if he got a hold of it? Just
yeah. Ooh, there's some really great movies that I saw when I saw Mother last night. The previews and what they chose to show for movies of people that would want to go see Mother. There's a Guillermo del Toro movie, and I can't remember what it's called, but it looks really great. And then there's another one with called Downsizing.
Yeah.
And
oh,
everybody's shrunken. Oh,
with
my gosh.
Kristen Wiig and Matt Damon.
Yes, it looks excellent.
Lex, have you heard about this?
I haven't.
They shrink. Oh, they're like little people.
Is it like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Kind of, but not for kids. It's like an adult type. Well, not adult, but you know.
Oh, is the Guillermo del Toro? Is that The Shape of Water?
The Shape of Water.
Oh, the little trailer looks freaky.
That looks so good.
Oh.
Yeah, Downsizing looks really
Downsizing?
Funny.
Downsizing? Okay, let me
go.
Let me
yeah, my talkers, go look at the trailer. Downsizing. It looks really funny. Well, since you mentioned it, the 8 o'clock friends have not, they have not been treated to your thoughts. Of arguably the most debated and the most talked about movie right now, Mother.
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
Okay, Don, take it away.
Oh, I absolutely 100% loved, capital L, loved it. I loved it. I don't know why people don't like this film.
Yes, you do.
Oh, wow. I don't. That, I think.
Dawn, you know why.
I don't. It's because maybe they don't realize it's an allegory.
Yeah.
I don't. Because if it just stands on its alone, just as characters, and you're watching this film and don't see the bigger picture of what it means.
Lex, I'm
and what
lost
it's
when
representing,
she said allegory.
I feel like you would be confused.
Well, because it's a story with a hidden meaning, right? Is that what you mean?
I think, but it seems a little Thank bit more Lex. Obvious yeah. to. I don't so think it's hard hidden. To understand. You know, just know that it isn't just characters. I don't want to like give anything away, but if you know the Bible and the history of creation, just real.
But what, okay,
you know.
But let me ask, but what
Genesis?
If you don't? Let me speak.
If you don't.
I'm not real. I'll be very honest with you. I am not. I wasn't raised in a religious house.
Yeah.
I am not very familiar with the Bible. I mean,
okay.
the older I get, I've sought it out myself, but I was not raised. I wasn't raised in a church going family.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
What about me? What about people that like me?
Okay. Even if you don't get those like nuances of who each character would probably be, I think you have an understanding of religion as a whole and what we've done with religion and you know, larger concepts that are universal to religion.
So we're talking Adam and Eve.
Oh, we're talking Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel.
Garden of Eden.
We're talking
Abraham.
Yes, all of that. Yeah. We're talking, it's just when you realize who they are, who Jennifer Lawrence is and who Javier Bardem is, when you make that connection, I think you're going to love it. I mean, I loved it. And Penny, your friend, I went to go see the movie
yeah,
with,
yeah.
she loved it.
She loved it too.
We couldn't quit talking about it.
Wow.
Now, well, that's good.
There are
that's
real disturbing images in it. Like, you're going to be bothered by some things that are like, oh, no.
Well,
you
I
know?
Mean, think of the story of Cain and Abel.
Yes. Yeah. So, I really like what he's saying. And it opened my eyes to looking and viewing God in a different way.
Oh.
As a different type of character. Oh, my gosh.
So,
it's very interesting
an
and thought provoking.
My brother thought it was the worst movie ever made.
And other people have heard that too. But maybe I'm not saying that yeah, I'm not saying that
it's the worst movie in the history of America.
Well, he sees a lot of movies too, so that's
yes,
why
he has.
This time yesterday, you said you were gonna go see it. I could have bet that you would hate it too.
So no, that's why I can't wait to see it again because
you liked
of all
it.
Of the different characters that come into the story, and what they're saying and what they're doing and how they're destroying things. And I'm like, oh, that person is that, and that is that. Ooh.
Did it kind of have the same morality as Avatar?
I actually never finished Avatar.
Oh, okay.
So I can't tell you. I only watched some cool scenes. I know that I'm the only person on the planet.
Oh.
But you guys said that it was sort of just like Pocahontas.
Kind
of. With blue people.
And yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, like, you know, colors of the wind take care of the earth.
Yeah.
And Lex knows that you and I, Lex, I think are the only two people that didn't go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over this movie.
Yeah, we didn't.
No, not at all. It was just kind of like, oh, okay.
It felt very preachy. Do you feel like this was a sermon?
I do feel like there were parts where it was a little bit preachy. I will say that, but it makes you think just about all kinds of things. Huh. And even if you're not into religion or anything like that, you'll definitely be able to see the value in what he's saying or he's trying to say. Jennifer Lawrence has never looked more beautiful, and I thought that her acting was outstanding, as well as Javier Bardem. I thought they were both incredible. I really liked you guys.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Colin's already mad at me for making him watch Dancing with the Stars, so I don't know if I could get him to go to Mother. So,
do you guys have an interest? I know, Alexis, you said you didn't want to see it.
Well, I didn't until you gave your review.
Lex, we should go and just tape record our responses as us being totally bored. Yeah,
we should go. Let's do it. Let's plan that because up until you, Dawn, mm-hmm. I've only heard bad things about it.
Yeah. Well, I think it has like a 68% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
The people
that
hate it really hate it.
I guess the people in my life, you know, the personal. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got to plan that. 8:18, when we come back, Mother herself, Dawn McClain, Mother, will give us the Dirt Alert. Stay with us.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Mother.
Hi.
It is time to get caught up with the big headlines in the entertainment world and the Dirt Alert. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. All right. Hello, hello. Well, the biggest story probably as far as like sex scandals go, Kevin Hart is in some hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
his ex-wife, she did an interview with Inside Edition last night talking about how the infidelity ruined their marriage. This is not a new story. We know that he's cheated on his wife because in his stand-up, he talks about how not only did he cheat on her, but he doesn't regret it. And that's probably those words and how we all laughed at that at one point is probably going to come back to haunt him.
Yeah.
Because she's like, listen, this is a real problem that he has. But since it's not new information, I'm kind of like, ugh, this is trashy for her to go on there because she's being paid, obviously, by Inside Edition for her story.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's unfortunate that this is all coming out. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Why is he so dumb? Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams talked about this. Come on. This girl that he supposedly had this affair with is a traveling stripper. And she's willing to take a lie detector test, TMZ says, and that she is lawyering up and everything. She says she's not the one that shot the video. It was a friend, but man, gosh, what are you doing?
What are you doing? And
Kevin
as we
Hart.
Said,
thinking.
Yeah, here's not thinking, Lex. And just for clarity and to avoid you misunderstanding what the three of us are saying, let's put we all agree infidelity, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that on the shelf.
Yeah, your partner's not open to it, then yeah, no.
Yes, no, no. And cheating, bad. Put that on the shelf.
cheating, very bad, 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 bad.
Very bad. Put that on the shelf.
Next video.
... Why are, like Dawn said, and Wendy Williams said so brilliantly yesterday, why are you being so dumb? You are Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
and you are not checking for phones and you're going into this woman's house, if you're going to be a dirty dog, be a smart dirty dog.
Go to a hotel room that you know you are the one that's only been in there. I don't know. I'm just, it's like cheating 101 or something. I don't know. Right. Come on, Kevin Hart.
We're not. It's a class now.
Yeah. I think, guys, it's a combination of the mystery of it, the excitement of maybe getting caught.
Yeah. Who knows?
And also just the feeling like, you know what? I've done it before. She doesn't care. No one's going to care. So
it does make a difference. You know, and his wife, People Magazine said that his pregnant wife is standing by him and there's no talk of divorce.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would question if I were Kevin Hart, like, oh, that was taken a long time ago, unless there's like a newspaper on the table that has the date on
it.
Oh,
right. So,
you zoom in.
He's like, that was yesterday. Like,
look at that USA
that was
Today.
12 years ago.
All right. Taylor Swift's her song, Shake It Off. Uh-huh. Two songwriters are claiming that they wrote a song entitled Play Is Gonna Play. Back in 2001, it hit 81 on the Billboard Hot 100. So, hello. It was recorded by a big girl group, 3LW, and they say that she ripped the lyrics off. Haters gonna hate. And it's like, okay, well, that just goes to show you. Everybody uses the phrase, haters gonna hate. I mean, that's not I don't know.
Not only that, but I'm sorry. Every song, some of these lawsuits, I don't know.
If you take a hook of a song and you are using the sample and not giving credit, I can understand. Like, that's my original music that you're using. I understand those kind of lawsuits, but I agree with you, Jason. This ties up the legal system. It's silly. And your song wasn't hot enough to get past 81, so too bad.
Doesn't it matter what's written down? Like the actual,
the notes, the music. Yep.
And so maybe there are some similarities. I mean, you'd hope that if you get this far that we're talking about it, that there might be something there. But you're right, though. Sometimes it's just bogging down.
Yep.
All right. Kate Walsh from Grey's Anatomy in Private Practice. She said that 2 years ago she had a benign brain tumor in her left frontal lobe the size of a small lemon.
Wow.
She noticed it. And her Pilates instructor was like, your right side is really, it's like sloping. And then she noticed she became exhausted. She was unable to drive and eventually unable to even finish sentences. So she went in and she said it was not easy to get an MRI. Which I've had this experience with my own daughter. She has a pituitary tumor in her brain, and we had problems getting an MRI as well. It's just not as easy as you think. My daughter's okay, of course, just like Kate Walsh, but she went through this privately, you know, this struggle, and but everything is okay. She's fully recovered from that, but that's a scary story. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, and then there's a story about Ryan Phillippe. His ex-girlfriend is suing him for assaulting her.
Never mind.
Did you read it into this story, Jason? I mean, it's really just cut and dry.
She said that he's assaulted her and that it takes mushrooms and, like, I think cocaine or some sort of drug. Yeah, they're really, really serious accusations against Ryan. So you can read more on TMZ.com. For more of these stories, don't forget the Dirt Alert, 820, 1220, and 520 right here on My Talk 107.1. We'll be back after these messages.
The radio home of people you would want to be stuck talking to at a party. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. What you just made me do, look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on another day, another drama.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, coming up on 8:33. We're very excited tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We're going to be announcing the ticketed events that you can go to for this year's Project Down and Dirty Zookeeper in October. And also, more importantly, we will be able to tell you the charities that are the shows each show will be working with. Right, Lex?
Right.
Will we be announcing all the show's charities?
Yep.
Or just ours?
Nope, every show.
Okay.
And then also the date that you can buy the tickets to that ticketed event. There's a couple things. We've got the reunion show and then the Talk to the Animals Gala. Mm. So right now, just mark your calendar. Friday, October 13th. There you go. Yeah. And then we'll let you know how you can get your tickets. Just make sure you have that night open because that's going to be so much fun. We're going to be zookeepers, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have that, and I don't want to oversell this, but I have a feeling you My Talkers will feel the exact same way that we do. We know we have an idea of what our charity, Jason and Alexis in the Mornings charity, is going to be.
Yeah.
And my goodness, the three of us are going to work our butt off, and you will want to help. Believe me, I'm so motivated this year, and you will be too. That's all we're going to say. That's all we're going to say. Yeah. Right, Lex? Don't you
yes.
think?
Yes. Oh, I mean, yeah. Before yeah. you just give it away. Yeah. Yeah, you guys, yeah, wow. It's going to be fun.
You're going to love it.
Yes,
you're gonna
love you it. Got mail.
Animals all over. Yeah. Yes.
Our girl Mary writes to us. She's a dedicated My Talker, and she's bringing up something that I desperately tried to avoid, and I thought we were uber clear. But Mary writes to us. We were talking to the Dirtler about Kevin Hart, and Mary writes, and I'm reading this because maybe you share Mary's opinion of what we just said. She writes, so are we upset that he wasn't smart enough to get caught? Really? I'm upset that he was cheating. Okay, Mary, I love you, girl. I love you, my lady.
Atlanta.
But that's why, remember what I said? I tried to avoid an email like this by saying that is a separate thing. Obviously.
It's a given. Yeah.
Obviously. That's a given. That's what we led with. Cheating, bad. Remember when we said that? And I said it earlier, too. The cheating, bad. Okay, we're done with that. Let's put that on the shelf. ... Here's a separate chain of conversation, and that is if you are Kevin Hart and you are going to be a filthy, dirty dog cheater, here's another thing to think about. Why are you so dumb and careless? I shouldn't say dumb. Why are you so reckless with your career? And Alexis then brought up a good point. It's the danger. That's why, you know, cheating very little has sometimes very little to do with sex. It's you know, what you're not getting from, you know,
control and power.
Yes. So, Mary, I love you, but I'm reading her email because
we obviously don't condone that.
No. Yeah. And I'm reading this because maybe some of you are like Mary and you miss that. Let me be very clear. Obviously,
cheating. I'm just having bad.
Two separate conversations. Two different points.
Right. I mean, to have such a career and to be, I mean, not only jeopardizing his family, but also jeopardizing everything he's worked for by being so careless.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, any hoodly. Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
That's why Leonardo DiCaprio, Pitbull, what? Who else? They got it right. They're just,
what do you mean? What do you mean, sorry?
They're just going around.
They're,
you know,
single.
They're single. I'm with this person today. I'm with, you know, we're all like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Get it, Pitbull.
Hey, I, you know, we all giggle and laugh at Leo's proficiency for dating models.
Mm-hmm.
But hey.
Maybe he's not ready to be in a marriage yet or settle down.
Right.
I don't.
It's part of the commitment you make to someone. And also, we don't know, you know, what's in their relationship. A lot of people, you know, choose open relationships and things like that. But it doesn't seem like that's the style of relationship they're in.
Oh no.
Or the agreement they've made.
If it is, Lex, I think someone needs to tell Mrs. Hart that was an agreement.
Right, exactly.
Somebody needs to tell Mrs. Hart that this is, anyway. Well, and then he was all smiles. TMZ had a picture, and maybe he was just putting on a good face because he's at work. But they got a picture of him yesterday on the set of his new movie, and he didn't look like he had a stress in the world. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he hiding it? Is he
compartmentalizing? You kind of have to.
Yeah.
He is super active on, like, every time I open my Instagram, there's another. It's Kevin Hart's story, you know?
Yep.
He comes up every day.
I just feel bad for her, unless she knows about it and she's, you know,
she's like,
complicit
I've got
in
the
it.
Money. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. What are you going to do? I don't know. Why am I talking like that?
What you made me do.
Oh, that's why I'm talking like that. I knew it, Lex. I knew it! Dawn McClain, that's you right there. Should we give something away before we get too far into this mess?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. Oh, we have many giveaways this week.
It's my pleasure, Dawn. It's my
pleasure. We have a pair of tickets to see Penn & Teller. That's going to be at the Mystic Showroom on Friday, November 10th at 8 p.m. And it's a pair of tickets. And they've entertained for over 40 years. That doesn't seem possible.
Wow. How does Teller do it?
Teller's a silent one, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, how does he do it? It's like Vanna.
Yeah. Speaking of Vanna, here's the theme to Price Wheel of Fortune while we give these tickets away.
Yeah, give us a call.
We are looking for caller number 7 to 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Call Dawn McClain right now. She's cheery. She's lovely. She wants to talk to you. Again, it's a pair of tickets to see Penn & Teller at the Mystic Showroom on Friday, November 10th at 8 p.m. Tickets, by the way, will be at Will Call. There we go. Thank you, Mystic. Okay, anyway.
Oh, can we talk about Toys R Us?
Oh, must we?
Yeah, we must.
It's so sad.
It really is, because I feel like a piece of our childhood is just crumbling before us. Jeez. Do you remember going to Toys R Us? And the aisles and aisles of toys, and we all wanted to be a Toys R Us kid?
I am a Toys R Us kid. I mean, let's just listen to this commercial.
Oh, there it is.
Toys R Us. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less. You really flip your lid. From bikes to trains to video games. It's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz.
Well, the reason Alexis brought this up is because Business News, it came out that they could be going under. Now, not yet. I mean, there's still a chance, but it's not looking good.
No. And right before the holiday season.
I know. This makes me very, very sad, because I grew up with this. This is where we went. But e-commerce, there's a combination of factors. I don't want to get, there's too many things. And
Box stores.
But my good, box stores and just people buying stuff online, again, e-commerce, it's making it tougher and tougher for Toys R Us to stay in business. And
they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Oh.
It sucks, because I really loved going there as a kid.
Yeah. We all did.
Oh, it was so exciting.
Yes. Oh. I mean, that's where you went. I mean, that's where I got my E.T. lunchbox. And that's where I went in Merrillville, He-Man. Indiana. Yes, I got my He-Man there. And my
Bears.
Yeah. Okay, sure. You can get those. but, you know, I mean, whatever. My Easy Bake Oven and Barbie and her slightly hookerish friend, Skipper, you know? Skipper's not her niece, is it?
Oh, I thought it was. Skipper's like a younger, like a teen.
One of Barbie's friends was a little hookerish.
Jim,
I don't know which
you're
one.
You're talking about Jim.
Maybe it was Jim.
Jim.
She's truly outrageous.
Oh, yeah. Skipper is Barbie's younger sister.
Okay, then it's not Skipper. There's another one of her little floozy friends that, you know, that floozy. There's a word.
But honestly, I used to look at all those Barbies, and because they had special ones that had like pretty Christmas dress on and just all the special Barbies.
Yes.
Oh,
exciting.
Special Barbies.
Oh.
Yeah. Pound puppies.
Oh. Well, let's
pound
just
puppies. Oh,
oh no.
Super. Oh, and you'd get a pyramid of pound puppies.
Beanie
Babies.
Get
smaller as they get
Did you have pound puppies,
Lex? Yes, I did. And the one that had babies. Oh.
What?
You open up her belly and there were little puppies inside.
Uh-huh.
Seriously?
And they bark.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's fun. You attach them
on.
It's
motherhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, for a toy, you had a pound puppy when it gave birth?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Here's a commercial from the 80s for the pound puppies.
Oh, good.
I've never seen those pound puppies before.
Okay, that's a crappy version. Here we go.
Those lonely pound puppies really need to be rescued.
Pound puppy, I'm so glad to find you. Put that lonely puppy down behind you.
Give me a name. I'll call you
lots of pound puppies need your love.
Ask for me, Petey.
And when they're this lonely and this lovable, one more is always welcome.
Come share it all, the cuddling, caring puppy love.
Pound puppies. Aww. Each sold separately. And from Tonka.
And get the pregnant one. 843.
Are you talking about Stacy? Kelly? Jazzy? That's a cousin of Barbie. Oh.
One of them was slightly hookerish. I don't know which one. But...
Jazzy.
Yeah. Skanky. Is that one of the Barbies? Yeah. 843. We're going to take a break. And we'll be back after this.
Rock-a-bye, baby. Don't you cry. Somebody's got you.
The skankiest Barbie of all. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything. Hey, look at Barbie's Corvette. I'm Jace with Lex and producer and dear friend Don McClain. Marley Bigelow McMillan's coming in a little bit, but we were just talking about Barbie because we're talking about toys because of the news about Toys R Us possibly going under. And Lex, you were deep diving into this. Barbie, it turns out, has a lot of friends, a lot of relatives, a lot of siblings.
A lot of siblings, but the skanky one I think is Francie.
Francie?
Yes.
Is that real?
Barbie's modern cousin.
Modern.
She paved the way for Barbie's transition into the mod era.
Oh, Francie, okay. So she's
appeared, the gateway Barbie.
I think so.
she's a gateway skanky Barbie. Yeah.
She's slightly younger than Barbie, and she's much less shapely in her figure.
Okay, that's fine.
She has rooted eyelashes.
Oh.
She's dating a 52-year-old man.
Skank like
she's dating a 52-year-old man, according to the bio that I'm reading.
God,
a 52-year-old tech executive she's dating.
Francie, come on, girl.
Francie's dating a much older man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's right. They live in the Pacific Palisades. That's what I'm reading.
She has to afford those rooted eyelashes somehow.
Yep.
That's right.
Oh. That's Sugar right. daddy.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Francie has a daddy.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. But Barbie's parents getting it done because we know about Skipper. That's her younger sister. Then they had Tootie and Todd. They're
what?
Twins.
That's not real. Is that real?
That's real. They have seamless bendy bodies.
Thank God.
So does Marley.
That's what I need. Where is Marley anyway?
I don't know.
Then we have Jazzy, who's a cousin of Barbie. Uh-huh.
Jazzy?
She sounds like the skank.
She's slightly hookerish, too.
Yeah. She was part of the small group of high school age dolls. We have Kelly and Shelly. Now, they're the same doll. Kelly in the United States and Shelly in Europe.
They're the bookworms. They're...
Yeah. This is the toddler age. Sister to Barbie.
Those are the two that stay home on Saturdays to play Chinese checkers with their parents. They don't go out. No.
Then Chelsea.
More?
There's more.
This is like Alexis's parents.
Yeah. Good Lord, were Barbie's parents Duggars?
I don't
is
even
her
know.
Last name Duggar?
That's another one of Barbie's younger sisters. She replaced Kelly.
What is she, Lassie?
She's got another sibling, Chrissy. Chrissy's another. Yeah.
Come on.
My goodness. What's Chrissy's dealio?
Tell me more about Chrissy.
She's an infant.
Yeah, and she was released with Barbie and Ken together in 1999.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Getting it done, Barbie.
Wow. Barbie's parents getting it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is Marley in here?
She is.
Aunts and uncles.
She is.
Exploring,
with a soft, bendable
Marley.
Body.
Marley, hey girl. Walked into us exploring the rather slutty nature of the Barbie family tree. That's what we've been doing.
That sounds right up my alley.
Yeah. He's got a lot of siblings.
Did you know that, Marley?
No. How many siblings?
He's got Tootie and Todd.
What?
He's Todd?
Tootie and Todd, Marley.
Yeah, they're twins.
Yeah.
And then Kelly and Chelsea and Chrissy.
These are all of Barbie's siblings?
Yeah. Yes.
It's so like the Kardashians. Nobody really knows the other names of the girls, just Kim.
We picked out the ones that we knew took a left turn in life. Yeah. Or like, what's the one that we know turned
Francie.
To a life of... Francie turned to
Barbie's
a life
Barbie's modern cousin.
Oh, no. Francie is married. She has a sugar daddy, Marley. She's married to a 52-year-old tech executive. Yes. Yeah.
Todd chose a less flashy lifestyle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Todd did, yeah.
Todd's definitely an 8th grade bio teacher.
No. Todd's in the closet. He's married to a woman named Barb. Yeah.
What about Tootie?
Tootie's a lesbian, too.
Is Tootie she's a man or a
Tootie
woman?
Fruity.
Tootie's
no, she's a woman. She's a
woman.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Tootie's lesbian, Barbie's lesbian sister.
Chase is like, they're all gay.
That's right. Especially Jazzy.
No. Not all of them.
What about Jazzy?
The twins are gay. That's okay. All I'm saying.
Tootie Fruity and Toddy Fruity.
The twins are gay.
The twins are gay. Tootie and Todd are gay.
Oh, my God.
Franny. Where's Skipper? Is Skipper a Skipper. Sibling?
Yes, she is. Yep.
Yeah.
She's a younger sister. Is she a half?
Nope.
No, she's a
full
sister. She's a full sister.
Oh, she is. Yeah. Is her real name Skipper?
Skipper
her
real name
Skipper.
Yep.
Oh, all right.
So let's be clear. They're not all gay. We have, Franny is the one that wants to be taken care of.
That's Francie.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
okay.
Francie. Then we have the gay twins, Tootie and Todd.
Tootie and Todd, yeah, okay.
Tootie, that's right.
Uh-huh.
And then we have, what's the other?
we have Skipper.
Skipper's, we don't know much about Skipper.
Kelly.
She left the family. Kelly is the bookworm.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly is the bookworm.
Kelly
and Shelly stay home and play Chinese checkers with her parents on Saturday nights. And then who else do we
have?
Chelsea's the hooker. She's
and Chrissy.
Chrissy and Chelsea are the hooker
Chrissy.
Ones.
Yeah. Chrissy was on Three's Company.
It's nice they all have a partner in crime.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone working in a similar industry.
Marley, what do you have coming up on your show?
Yeah. You have 20 seconds.
We're kicking it off with the premiere of Dancing with the Stars. We actually want to hear from you. Who did you fall for last night? Who is your favorite person
Lizzie
and
Sterling.
Dancing couple on the show? All right, there you go, Lex.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll be asking our listeners that question right at 9:00. And then we've got a whole bag of Bubba Blue of TV stuff.
Yeah.
Bubba Blue?
Yeah, we've just got so much
TV. Barbie's cousin, Bubba Blue.
Yeah.
He's Bubba the Blue. Chef in Hawaii.
Yeah. He works at SeaWorld.
That's right. Don and Marley coming up next. If you're a kid that feels different, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. We'll be back tomorrow unless we're fired. Bye, everybody.
It could happen. Bye.
It could happen.
It's a beautiful day.